In the wake of new opioid prescribing guidelines released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, don't be surprised if your physician suggests alternatives to these medicines for pain control. Eric Strain, a drug abuse expert at Johns Hopkins, comments.
One of the things that's recommended in these guidelines is to use other approaches besides opioid prescribing to treat painful conditions. To encourage, for example, physical therapy or other interventions that don't carry the same risk.
Another strategy is to give fewer pills in each prescription.
I think that could be a useful strategy, and especially when somebody is first starting on the medication, giving them a limited number is a good idea. Then reevaluating the patient to understand why do they need more of the medicine, especially for acute painful conditions.
Strain says the guidelines don't suggest restrictions for people with cancer or other chronic painful conditions. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.